now.
Hey, everybody. I'm John Nairati from TradingGods.net. David, good talking to you again, and hope you're doing well. I haven't talked to you for some time. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but anyway,
yeah.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah,
great. Thanks, everybody. Welcome. David's a longtime friend of mine and associate. We go back many, many years, and great guy, and a great opportunity to have here with this program that he puts together. So we'll get started. We're going to talk about how to trade in the Reddit revolution. That's been in the news lately, of course, a lot, and we're going to talk about what that means to us as traders and investors. We start with the usual disclaimer. Please read this for yourself. It's not investment advice, informational, educational, and research purposes only. We think everything here is correct, but we don't guarantee that. And we're not making any kind of guarantees of what your results will be. Consult a financial advisor before making decisions. And of course, we have all the disclaimers on our website that apply to this presentation. We are options specialists. So the U.S. government has a required disclaimer. Options involve risk, not suitable for everyone. Read that disclaimer at the Options Clearing Corporation. And basically, it says stocks, forex futures, and options trading are not appropriate for everyone. There is a risk of loss, of course. Losses can and will occur. And there's no system or methodology ever developed that can guarantee profits or ensure freedom from losses. And of course, all the decisions that you make are your own. Say a little about myself just for a moment, and I'd like to hear about you some, where you're from, what you do, what your goals are. So I'm the publisher of TradingGuys.net. I'm the author of a book called Super Sectors, How to Outsmart the Market Using Sector Rotation. I've had articles published in MarketWatch, Yahoo Finance, Seeking Alpha, Kiplinger, Houston Chronicle, USA Today. I used to publish a regular column on MarketWatch and also was a frequent contributor to Seeking Alpha. I've been on Fox Business News, WBBM, CBS News Radio, and CNBC. Former Air Force officer and pilot. I've got a master's in management strategy and leadership from Michigan State. I've been an active trader for 13 years. And again, it's not about me, it's about you. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. So the Reddit revolution, how to play and win. We're going to talk about two option strategies that we're currently using. One we call the cat shot, which is a buying option strategy. The other is we call the blue ocean strategy, which is selling options. But most importantly, we're going to talk about how to adjust your trading to fit you, because that's what it's all about. If you don't find something that suits you, that is right for you, that you can understand and execute and stay with consistently, I can guarantee you that you will not be successful. There's not a chance. So that's the most important part of this whole presentation, to find something that fits you. And coming to a program like this that David has put together gives you the opportunity to see many, many different approaches, and then gives you the opportunity to pick several or try several that you might think work. And then once you do that, you need to stick with that and learn it and be successful that way. So it's a lot like the Roaring Twenties today. We have the Wall Street Bets, all the chat rooms, news sites, and so on. There was a recent article I read in the Orlando Sentinel that compared today to the Roaring Twenties. So there was a celebration of technology. Back then, it was autos, radio, refrigerators, motion pictures. Walt Disney had just come on the scene. There'd been a Spanish flu, much like the pandemic, 1918. Of course, Henry Ford started the Industrial Revolution. Today, we've got Zoom. We have COVID-19, digital technology everywhere. We have robots. Pretty soon, they're going to be serving at McDonald's. We have Elon Musk. We have people tweeting left and right. And so there are many similarities in both eras. People were transfixed by the stock market. There's boundless hope and optimism. You look at this market, it's wildly overvalued on any kind of scale. The Warren Buffett indicator, the Robert Shiller's Cape Shiller indicator. And, the old story is that markets always revert to mean, and I don't think those rules have changed in spite of the things we've seen over the last many years because of the Fed. So we do have a situation of boundless hope and optimism, just like we did in the 20s. One of the big differences, only 10% of the people had stock ownership then, 52% do now. And we had heavy consumer borrowing and spending at that time, as we do now. There's terrific wage and wealth inequality, same as today, and really unboundless faith in the Fed. And of course, all that led to overpriced stocks, just like today. And in the autumn of 1929, just before Black Thursday, American economist Irving Fisher made one of the most famous quotes of all time: stock prices may have reached a permanently high plateau. Of course, it didn't work out so well. And almost every day, if you look around, you can read a forecast that says there's going to be a 50%, 80% correction, whatever you think. But as traders, that doesn't really matter to us, because we can take advantage of both directions in the market. And that's what's so cool about what we're doing compared to being a buy and hold investor. So what does it all mean to us? You know, frothy times, obviously, extreme market risk, obviously. But with market risk comes opportunity. You know, danger and opportunity always arrive hand in hand. The two go together. As you know, risk and reward are always directly correlated. So what we can do about all this? You know, we can use options to protect our portfolios. If you have a stock portfolio, a 401k, an IRA, anything like that, you can protect that portfolio using options. You can buy put options on individual stocks, on the index itself. People do that every day. All the big institutions do that. They buy cheap options to hedge their portfolio. So if you do have a traditional investment setup, think about that. It's a good opportunity. The other thing we can do is limit time exposure in the markets. We do that a lot in our system here. And really, if you look at stock market history, all the major meltdowns, or at least most of them, occur on a Monday or Tuesday, almost exclusively. Black Monday, Black Tuesday, 9/11 was on a Tuesday. All the black swan events typically happen on Monday and Tuesday. So if we can limit our time exposure to Tuesday afternoon through Friday, automatically you're taking a lot of risk out of your activities. So that's what we do. We start Monday for a one-day trade once we know that nothing really bad is going on. Then Tuesday afternoon, we'll do a Wednesday trade and so on throughout the week. So you can limit your time exposure. The other thing you can do in an overvalued, frothy market like this is deploy alternative investments. You're doing that by being here because trading would be considered an alternative strategy compared to buying and holding or passive investment or just buying the SPY and hanging on. So you can do that. You can trade. You can do options. You can do futures. You can do Bitcoin. I mean, there's so many things now that are available to us. It's really a new era for the retail investor. And we'll talk about that in greater detail here in a moment. But these alternative investments give you the opportunity to diversify your strategies. Just like diversifying assets makes sense. And, you know, stocks, bonds, whatever futures you're doing also makes sense to diversify strategies. When one's working, the other isn't, and vice versa. So that's a good technique. And that's what we're doing in our program here, what we call the cat shot, which we mentioned is a buying option strategy. And the blue ocean strategy, which we mentioned, is a selling option strategy. So two very different approaches to trading options and quite different from the way most people do trade options. So the Reddit revolution making big, big news lately, but they're not alone. You know, retail investors have been on the rise. Retail traders have been on the rise really for quite some time. The Reddit Wall Street Bets phenomenon started in about January, but that's been going on for a while. This is like the next evolution. We've had StockTwits, Seeking Alpha, Warrior Trading, Bear Bull Traders, Bonanza Pro, Tip Ranks, Trade Ideas, all the people you're listening to on this 2 days, you know, all the chat rooms and things that are going on. We're really in an era, in an era of the rise of the retail investor. And it's really pretty exciting because investing has largely been controlled and dominated by the hedge funds, the big banks, the major institutions, the registered investment advisors. And now, for a bunch of different reasons, the retail investor has a real chance to do something different. And it's because of the technology. You and I talking today on Zoom, you know, that didn't exist a few years ago, and certainly not to the extent it does now. The all the online apps, the trading, you know, TD Ameritrade and Schwab, the deletion of commissions. There's so much technology now that allows us to do things. You can be sitting anywhere and have information at your disposal, right at your fingertips. It used to only be available to, you know, through a Bloomberg terminal on Wall Street. So, I mean, that's a huge, huge thing for a retail investor to have that kind of information. We never had that before. Then, of course, the stimmy checks. Everybody's got some extra money hanging around because of the virus. Everybody's at home. You know, the lockdown just accelerated the retail investing activities. If you read about the options volume and the trading volume, the daily trades, I mean, it's just through the roof because of that. You know, people are home, they've got their extended unemployment benefits, and there they are trading, you know, day trading. And everybody's figured out that working from home is pretty nice. You know, nobody wants to go back to work. I read an article that, you know, there's nobody wants to go back to work. Makes sense. Why do you want to go to a toxic office, work with toxic people, commute an hour each way, spend money on gas and clothes and food when you can work home? And then, of course, social media, the impact of social media in everything we do cannot be underestimated. And you guys, ladies and gentlemen, know all about that. The way that's changed the world is changing investing now. It drove the online brokers to do the things they're doing. It allows us to do things we never could do. And it can create these little centers of power, you know, it can be political, you know, inciting riots in various places around the world. It can be investing. That's what this is all about today. You know, social media has enormous power. It's a lot like, remember, if you remember from your history, when the printing press came along and the Gutenberg Bible was printed, it took the power of literacy and information away from the church and gave it to the people. There have been a number of disruptive technologies like that throughout history, the internal combustion engine, and now, of course, we have the internet, and now this latest iteration of the internet, social media. So this is a great time to be a retail investor. I mean, that's the bottom line. And it's a changing landscape. It's changing so much. So what does the establishment think about this? You know, you'll read about everybody saying, oh, it's a flash in the pan, the retail investor is just going to blow over, it doesn't mean anything. But here are some very credible people saying that's wrong. Mohammed Alarian, he's a chief economic advisor at Alliance. I think he used to be the portfolio manager at the, I think it was Yale or Harvard, the endowment fund. So he is saying, he's an incredible guy. He's on CNBC all the time. So it's, he says what's happening now, there are three long-term changes which must not be ignored. He says it's tempting to dismiss these retail investors and a mob of young, irresponsible gamblers like tuning the market like a casino. He says that would be a mistake. I agree with that. I think initially when this started, it's been more than January, but particularly when it really accelerated in January, I thought it would be a flash in the pan kind of fad. I don't think so. I think the investing landscape, the trading landscape changed forever. And what, you know, trading used to be sort of a subset of investing, I think it's gone mainstream. And that changes the entire picture for the market in so many different ways. So what he says here, it's a realignment of the investing landscape at its outer edges, no doubt about it. And now individual investors can coordinate effectively and intelligently, similar to the way that social media platforms have helped actively coordinate other actions, just like we talked about. So again, a whole different thing where individuals have a voice and common voices. And then, of course, ultra-loose monetary policy. It's huge. You know, risk-taking is off the charts in every way. It's called the everything bubble now. You know, you have housing bubble, Bitcoin bubble, stock market bubble. I mean, you name it, it's a bubble, right? And so, and finally, this is, again, the market regulators have been late to the game. They're just starting to look at this and talk about that. And social media tends to get ahead of the establishment in any arena that it is. So he rounds this up. He says, dismiss the AMC whirlwind at your peril. It's part of a much wider phenomenon whose implications go well beyond the immediate and well beyond retail investors. That, I think, is going to prove to be absolutely true. And the founder of Interactive Brokers the other day, Thomas Pettifeet, says, don't short AMC or the meme stocks. They can soar to unimaginable highs. Now, this gentleman started Interactive Brokers. He immigrated from Hungary in 1956. His net worth is $25 billion. He's worth listening to. He's been in the markets for a long time. And many people have the same story. Of course, there's another part of this dialogue which says, nah, it's a flash in the pan, won't mean anything. Little guy, it doesn't mean anything. Of course, that's, you know, other motives for that kind of a conversation. So this gentleman, he was the developer of Thinkorswim, super genius guy, and Tom Sosnoff. He sold Thinkorswim to TD Ameritrade. Now he has Tasty Trade. I don't know if you ever watched that. He's got an amazing website. If you just want to go learn things, go to Tasty Trade. I think now he's actually starting a brokerage, Tasty something. I don't remember the name of it. But he's saying this is totally different because of the fee structure, the technology. We can compete with the pros on trading speed, get better bid and ask spreads. This is an entire generation becoming engaged. So you can see how that's changing. You know, again, we traders used to be this little subset, and it was always just buy and hold, passive investing. Now this is becoming not just a little subset of us, it's going mainstream in so many ways. I mean, when I'm sitting here all day at the computer and you see the stream, the news stream on Thinkorswim, it's, they have, you know, all these little blurbs about what's happening with these different teal popular stocks, you know. So new world, folks. And I think it's so exciting because it gives us, the little guy, levels of playing field and a real chance for new opportunities that didn't exist. But you've got to know what you're doing. So how can we participate? So these meme stocks are extremely risky. I mean, no, there's absolutely no doubt about that. You could see the GameStop this week, you know, had a big rise, fell, I don't know, 30% or something today. So you get fast round trips. So how do you want to do that? You can either roll the dice. You can basically buy a lottery ticket, buy an out of the money call, and hope you win. You can be like a venture capitalist. You can just try them all, you know, and hope that one of them hits and then you lose on the others. And the loss is not as, you know, you gain more than you lose. But of course, this whole thing doesn't really have any basis in reality. So, and I think Bank of America the other day stopped covering one of these meme stocks because of that reason, you know, they just gave up. So you can gamble, or why we're here today, you can have a trading strategy designed to reduce risk and maximize gains. That's quite possible. That is easy, not easy to do, but it can definitely be done. So we, you know, we circle up on this whole thing. What does it all mean? So it means markets have changed, maybe forever. I mean, that, and that's good for us. That's not bad. It's the rise of the little guy. Again, that's good for us. I read an article that is the dumb money, now the smart money. You know, they always used to call us the dumb money, that the institutions, hedge funds, professional trading desks had the edge. Maybe not so much anymore. But what it really means, and again, this is something that's good as a trader, absolutely more systemic risk. The other day, that Archipelago Capital Management went down. There was another one, I think it was Melvin Capital, had to be rescued by a couple other hedge funds. So a lot more systemic risk. You know, the banks, a couple of banks took a big hit in those meltdowns. So that puts your regular portfolios at risk. If you have a regular 401k or an IRA, it's more risk than it used to be. The other thing it means is more volatility. That, as a trader, is good because we need volatility to trade. If you've ever been a future trader trying the e-mini futures on a one-minute chart or a five-minute chart, I've done it. Maybe you've done it. You sit there and it just chops along. It just cuts you to pieces. If you don't have volatility in the direction of the trend, you cannot succeed as a day trader. Impossible. So volatility is a plus for us. So what are we to do? You know, and let's face it, I don't want to be Debbie Downer here, but the odds are stacked against us. I get emails every day, and I know you do. You know, 5 minutes a day, make $1 million a week. That's not true. Cannot be true. The odds are stacked against us, statistically proven. Whichever one of these statistics you read about. That's why you're here today with Anka and David and these people, because you want to find somebody or a system or teach yourself a system that puts the odds in your favor. You need a little edge. So depending on who you read, 80% of day traders lose money. 75% of all day traders end up quitting within a year. Oh, 88% of people who try swing trading lose money. So you don't want to be in that group. That is about, let's say, 80 to 95%. So somewhere in there. So you want to be in the 5 to 20% that wins. That's why you're here today. That's why we're all here. And that can be done. It's not an art. It's a skill. It's like learning to play piano or play baseball. You don't start out playing at Carnegie Hall. You don't start out playing at Yankee Stadium. You have to work at this like any other craft, like any other occupation. Whatever you're doing, if you're excelling in your profession, that didn't happen like on day one. You have to work your way through that and up to that and learn things and go to school and all those things. Same thing here. So that's what we have to do, because if we don't, we're going to fail. And this is from a website called tradingwithrainer.com. I don't know who he is, but these are the six biggest reasons why people fail. And I agree with them totally. So number one, thinking it's easy. That happens every day. I mean, people come in and I'll throw some money or something, boom, they get blown up. It's not easy. If it were easy, everybody would do it. So just, you know, understand that from the beginning. Number two, analysis paralysis. I get this signal and that signal and this signal and that signal all lined up, and then I'll take the trade. By the time you do that, the guys who know what they're doing are gone. And so you cannot do that. You got to keep this simple. You need to be able to have a system that you can explain to your young child. If you have a 12, 15-year-old at home, or somebody who doesn't know anything about the market, you need a system that you can explain to a complete novice in 5 minutes. If you don't have that, it's not going to work. Reason three, going around in circles. I've done this myself. You've probably done it. It's like you start something and it either doesn't work and you give up, or it's okay. You get bored, then you see a shiny object and you go try something else. Don't do that. I've done it. It doesn't work. It's just chasing the holy grail. There is no holy grail. There is no system that will be 100% successful all the time. And again, that's the key, to find the thing that you can understand, connect with, believe in, fits your lifestyle, temperament, and just don't go in circles. There's that email inbox of yours is full of offers, and they are like the siren song on the river, you know, taking them to the rocks, you know, the real life. So Anthony Robbins says, and he's right, I'll tell you, the best strategy in any case is to find a role model, someone who's getting the results you want, and then tap into their knowledge, learn what they're doing, how they think. It'll make you more effective. It'll make you, save you a huge amount of time, and in our case, money, because you won't have to reinvent the wheel. So I don't know how many people are on this two-day webinar, but in here, I would bet there's got to be a couple people that you could connect with and find something that works. Get a coach, get a mentor. And that will save you a lot of time and money. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. So reason four, why people fail, poor risk management. That should probably be reason one. You have to have the right amount of risk per trade and in relationship to your whole portfolio. If you have a $5,000 trading account, you can't take a $2,000 risk. You will blow yourself up in no time. So that risk management is absolutely critical to success. And to do that, you have to be patient. Reason five, no plan to exit losing trades. I've read, don't know, hundreds of books and hundreds of courses. There's a lot about getting into trades, all the signals, everything. But, you know, but how do you get out? And when do you get out? You know, and you have to have a plan before you start, because once you're in the heat of battle, if you don't have a plan before you start, the market will just eat you for lunch. The market makers know that you're an amateur and they will just take your money. That's what they live to do. And reason six, no trading plan. You know, it's the old saying, failing to plan is planning to fail. Have a written down plan, put it on your computer, and don't vary from it. You have to just, it's so hard to do. You think, oh, you know, it's getting close, I'll just hang on, maybe it'll come back, or I'll try this or that. No, don't do that. Got to be, just have rock solid discipline and a training plan that'll take you, you know, through all the, you know, things that come along in real time, which are play with your emotions. And the emotional part of this is tough. You know, if you have a training plan, that takes out a lot of the problems. So what are we to do? Is there a better way? And we think so. And I know you think so. And Anka and David and the people on this program. And to be successful, it just makes sense. It's logical. Do the opposite of what the 80 to 90% of the losers do. Don't be the big L. It's easy to see what they do. So do the opposite. And that's a lot of the stuff we've been talking about, because the 80 or 90% fail or doing all those things we just reviewed. So just do the opposite and start there. So you have to have an edge. You've heard this, but what is it? We're going to talk about that. What's your edge? Why is that woman smiling? Because she knows that if you sit down at that blackjack table and you play long enough, you will lose. It's a mathematical certainty. She has a statistical edge that you do not. Same with that roulette wheel. You think red and black is 50-50. It's not, because there's a couple little green squares in there that tilt the odds just slightly in the casino's favor. So you've got to look at the stock market, the futures market, the options market, whatever it is you want to trade as a casino. If you play long enough, you will lose if you don't have an edge, mathematically certain. So what you need to come away from this 2 days is a way to get an edge. And you have to do that by putting the odds in your favor. And that's not hard to do. You can become the house. So number one, you have to use small positions. If you don't use small positions, you will absolutely, without a doubt, blow yourself up. There are all kinds of different things that, you know, people have different rules of thumbs, 1% to 5% risk per trade, whatever. But if you keep your position small, you have a really good chance. Like, you only have a 1 in 3 billion chance of going back. So just do that. Give yourself an edge right away. That's an easy way to give yourself an edge. Number two, use high probability strategies. And for us, that is selling options. We'll talk about that, how we do that and why that works. And buying in the money options. We'll talk about why that's better than the way most people trade options. And you want to buy low volatility and sell high volatility. Same old thing, like a house or a car or anything else. You want to buy low, sell high. You have to have a good directional indicator. Almost everybody on this panel, these panels, I'm sure, are going to talk about how they do that. And you need a momentum indicator. You need it. It's the old thing. The trend is your friend. And it's always true. And you have to trade multiple times as much as possible, because that's where game theory come in. The casinos on purpose have table limits to keep the limits small. So you keep playing a lot, because every time you play, that gives them an edge. That's why they bring you drinks. That's why they give you free hotel rooms. The longer they can keep you there, the better chance they have of winning. Conversely, if you have an edge, then you tilt that in your favor. So that's game theory. So if you do not have an edge and you spin the roulette wheel one time, you only have a 49% chance of winning. The more you spin it, the probability goes down until finally you have a 0% chance of winning. Now, if you have an edge, those numbers change. Then the house has a 0% chance of winning. So that's where you want to be. You have to trade frequently and trade small. That's the opposite of most of the conventional wisdom you'll hear. Then consistency is the key. It's the tortoise and the hare. You got to do the same thing over and over, wash, rinse, repeat. I mean, sometimes it's boring. I mean, it's just like, and trading should be boring. I mean, I think it was George Soros said that good investments should be boring. And he's the guy who broke the Bank of England. All the good traders will say that. They're not in it for the adrenaline, for the thrill, for the rush. That's an amateur's game. And that's what most amateurs do. And that's why most amateurs get cleaned out, because of their money. So keep going no matter what. You will take hits. You will take defeats. I've got scars all over from losses and losing and figuring things out. You will too. But try to minimize that. Take some shortcuts. Learn some things. Learn your craft. Be committed to this. It's not a game. And learn from failure, because you will fail. I mean, we all do. We all have. If anybody tells you that they haven't, I wouldn't listen to that for very long. Because in the end, consistency is the key. It's the tortoise and the hare. You can be the first one to the finish line. So we talked about small positions. Keeps you from blowing up your account, and it keeps you from blowing up emotionally, making mistakes. Risk management, we talked about it. And just be patient. Don't be this guy going all in. You have to be patient. You have to learn. You just have to keep working at this. So we're going to talk about two things. we sell options for income and we buy options. So the first one is selling options for income. It's the opposite of what most people do. And we call this the blue ocean strategy. It's actually a management theme. So red ocean is where everybody's competing for limited resources, the same customers in the stock market. They're all trying to buy the same option. And that's that red ocean is bloody because everybody's chewing each other up. Over the blue ocean, things are nice, not as much competition. That's where you are as an option seller. Many more people buy options in the retail world than sell. So what are the benefits of option sell? You get paid up front with your premium. When you sell a spread or even a naked put, the premium goes right in your account. That's money in the bank. Warren Buffett does this all the time. Of course, he does it on a scale that we can't imagine. He goes with the S&P puts way out in time and just holds them. And that money comes in and uses that money to buy Coca-Cola or whatever it does, you know? So you get paid up front with that premium. You keep the premium if it expires out of the money, which most options do. We'll talk about that in a minute. Because time value melts the value of the option in your favor. You are the seller and the time is your friend. And we'll see that in this slide here. So that's called theta. I'm not big on the Greeks. I only care about two, theta and delta. We'll talk about those. But theta is the rate of time decay. An option is a decaying asset. Every day, every minute, it loses value. And so if you sold it, that's your friend. If you bought it, that's your enemy. And theta and time decay accelerate as expiration gets closer. So that ice cube melts away faster the closer you get to expiration. The sand goes faster from the buyer to seller as you get closer to expiration. So what we do is we do weekly options. Again, we start Tuesday through Friday, typically Monday, maybe a one-day trade, then Tuesday, Wednesday through Friday. We're out by Friday. So we're in the period of maximum acceleration that geometrically increases the decay of the theta as you get closer to expiration. So that works in our favor. So we want that sand going through that hourglass test as quickly as we can make it go. And the numbers are clear. It's an old study, but still current today. About 76% of all options expire worthless. So right away, you have an edge. If you don't do anything, if you just sell an option, you have a 76% chance of winning. If you add a little mental math horsepower to it, that goes way up. So here's what you get when you're an option seller. Monthly cash flow, high annualized returns, low risk strategies. You know exactly what the risk is going in, exactly what your max loss is. You know exactly you get to control that risk. You generate income if you want to be retired or retire early. Do that from home. Profits can compound in minutes if you do just the standard compounding. You can control the exits. You have downside protection. And you can use these IRA accounts because, you know, most people, me included, most of your real money is in your IRA. So it's a good thing to be able to do that. It can also, you can short a market in an IRA account, which you can't do generally. You know, you can't short a stock, but you can do a put option. So you have a buy, you have, instead of just fighting with one hand tied behind your back, you got both hands available to you. Of course, nothing's perfect. There is no perfect program. There is no holy grail. So you have limited reward. That's the amount of that credit you get when you open the position. You have some risk, but you know what it is, and it's limited. And then there's a learning curve. You got to learn how to do this. You just can't buy a collar that and figure it's going to work out. You have to know what you're doing. That's how we're here to talk about, though, and how we can help you and do that. So the best option to sell high volatility, short time, and low to medium delta. So delta is the rate of change of the option. You can, when you go into Thinkorswim or any of the platforms, you can see what the chances are of that option expiring out of the money. That's called POP, high percentage of probability. So I'm sorry, high probability of profit. So you know when you're going in, most of the options we sell are at least 85%. Most of them are 90, high 80s. So we know we have an edge when we start, before you even start. Now, where else can you do that? You know, there is no other place. So we do SPX or the FANG spot, FANGs, and it gives you lots of opportunity to trade. SPX expires Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The NDX and NASDAQ, same thing, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The Russell, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. All the individual stocks are always just on Friday. So you can trade all week and you have these multiple expirations. You can ladder those, get diversification in time and assets. It's a very sophisticated way to trade. It's not hard and it's very sophisticated. And going back to that game theory, it gives you the opportunity to do lots of trades and you can risk manage them. So we always look at, I mentioned 80, 95% probably the success. Where else can you find that? I mean, buy and hold won't give you that. Short holding periods. It says you're 1 to 30 day trades. That's, we started, I said, we're always within the week now with the way the markets are currently set up. And you don't have to be right about market direction as a seller. If you sell a spread, if it does what you think it's going to do, you win. If it stays stays sideways or doesn't do anything, you win. And if it even goes just a little bit against you, you can win. And even then, you can do adjustments that will still help you win. So you don't have to be right about the direction as you do in most directional trading programs. So we do vertical credit spreads. You can do naked puts that made the news lately. I don't see the advantage of that as a retail trader. The vertical credit spread is real simple. You sell a position and then you buy a farther out of the money position. There's a credit in there. That's your profit. That's according to Investopedia. And there are a gazillion different option spreads. I mean, it's just enough. You spend a lifetime saying you don't need to do that. This vertical credit spread covers everything. The puts or calls. That's all you need to know. One strategy to Excel. And it gives you limited risk. Cool. Like that. We just talked a lot about risk. Limited reward, but that's okay. You can just do it over and over and over. High probability. We talked about that. Consistent income. Time decay. 75 to 80% expire worthless. We like that since we're the seller. And we become the house or the insurance company. So back to that picture of the blackjack dealer, you become the dealer or the insurance company. Insurance companies are smart. They'll sell you home insurance or life insurance because they know that they're going to collect more premium than they are going to pay out claims. Same thing for us as option sellers. So we become the house for the insurance company. But limited risk doesn't mean no risk. There's always risk. If somebody tells you there's no risk, just walk away. This is what one looks like in Netflix. A simple example. We won't spend a lot of time with this, but it's a 6-day trade and it works out to 2.8% profit. That's 170% a year. And our probability of profit was 93.5%. So, I mean, that's cool. You can do that again and again and again. Wash, rinse, repeat. Here we're selling a 515, 510 put, real standard, 15-cent credit. So you look at this, you say, okay, let's look at a little more carefully. So our max profit's 150. Oh, okay, that's good. That works out to what we just talked about. But we're going to risk $4,850. Why would you do that? Well, first of all, we're not going to do that unless there's like a big black swan, because we will be out of that trade way before it gets a $4,850 loss. The other reason you do it is because of this percentage of probability that's in your favor so much. Because if you're hitting 85, 90%, you're not going to have many losers. And the losers you do have are controllable. You will not get to that $4,850 unless something really horrible happens. That's why you don't trade money too fast. And it's a little hard to see. There's a bit of an eye chart here, but you can see this. So this has a 90. You're out way outside the standard deviation, 93% chance of a winner there. So you go through this little analysis, and it's just wash, rinse, repeat. And then finally, I'm not kidding you. It's just like, it almost gets boring, except when you get to Fridays. So if we wrap this all up about selling the blue ocean strategy, there's our formula for success. We find an underlying with high liquidity, high premium, good bid-ask spreads. That's the key, because you get killed on those spreads if you're trading low volume options. Always less than 30 days to maximize the time decay, or we're now less than always in 1 week period. You determine the trend, just like always. But in this case, you sell away from the trend. So if it's going up, you do a bullish put. If it's going down, you do a bearish call. So it's backwards. To do that successfully is not hard. You know, I have to know what the trend is and momentum. Any charting package has those things, and easy to figure those out. Then you can diversify over time, all week long, like we talked about. And then you can do calls and puts. So you're not all on one side of the market and getting a crowded trade that way. So there's a lot of cool things here that you place a trade, then you manage it. You do take a little bit of managing. You have to work this a little bit. It's not like all day, every day, but you cannot just walk away either. As I don't think anybody on these 2 days you're watching has this program that would do that. But if you do, take a real close look at it. So that's option selling. So now let's talk about option buying. Can you buy options? Sure. Buying options is a great, great strategy, but not the way most people do it. That's the 80-90% of the losers. Most people buy cheap, far out of the money options. They do it because it's cheap. That's like buying a lottery ticket. That they expire worthless. I'll sell those to those people all day long because I know I have that edge. But when I buy, I don't want to do that. I don't want to hope for the grand slam. So I buy in the money options that have a much higher probability of success. And they're expensive, yeah, but they have intrinsic value, which you want, and you have a much, much better chance of a winner. And that airplane there is what we're looking for when we're putting on an option buy. That's what we call it, the catch up. That thing goes from zero to whatever, 500 feet, flies, a magical piece of technology. That's how you have to trade options. Because when you trade options, you need to have, we're looking for, our goals are accelerated returns, diversified strategies. And so you need a list of a universe to work with. So we look at the most shorted stocks. They are on, just Google most short stocks, you'll find 100 lists. We look for high volatility stocks. Same thing. You go to bar charts or any place you want to get the highest volatility stocks. It's all this stuff's public. It's easy to find. So there's the high volatility breakout stocks. We do the FANGs. Of course, they're real popular. The FANGs plus Tesla and Microsoft. Widely traded. Very popular. Easy to work with. So then once you have your universe of stocks and options that you're looking at to meet all those criteria, then what do you do? We identify the high volatility stocks you need velocity to succeed. Something's got to happen soon because of that ice cube, that grain of sand. If it doesn't happen soon, you start losing money. There are lots of things around there. We talked about those. We use indexes a lot. That's more conservative. The fangs, these memes are like the other extreme. They're out in left field. But you have to identify the trend and your momentum. Remember, time is not your friend as a buyer. Something has to happen soon. The price, direction, and time have to move the way you think they're going to. So we buy in the money options. They're not cheap, but it's not a lottery ticket. And that puts us in the favor, the odds in our favor. It gives us an edge and we limit risk. So how do we limit risk? Because that's an important thing. I keep coming back to that, obviously. And we do vertical debit spreads. So some people just buy a call option and just unlimited. You know, you look on your screen and it says unlimited outcome. Great. That's not a good strategy. If you do a vertical debit spread, a lot of good things happen. Reduce the amount of premium you pay, reduces your risk. It does reduce your profit potential, but you can make that up with just a little technique. Reduces the effect of time decay. So let's say, in this case, you're buying and then the money call and you're selling a farther out of the money call. So the amount of profit you make is the difference between those two. Just shows here on this little graph. This is a bull call spread. So if you get up there and hit and the level's off and you've taken all the profit out of that trade you can, so what? You just roll it up or down, you know? And if you can, if it's not going well, you can roll it down and get some more credit. So you can really adjust your risk here. And again, put the odds in your favor. Get that edge you need to succeed. And of course, you have to have a money management stop based on the size of your account. So you can have an edge. You can sell options. You can buy options. You can do either. You can do both. You can diversify and do the opposite of what most options traders do. And that's put the odds in your favor. So that's cool stuff. And either way, you're doing the opposite of like the 80-90% of the losers do, which is what you have to do to win. So we work. I love this picture. You know, it's Friday and payday. You've heard these around. Other people use that expression, you know, Friday payday, because that's when all the weeklies expire. We have a lot of paydays along the way. We have a one-day trade on Monday, usually the SPX, NDX, Russell. Two-day trades, Tuesday, Wednesday, to avoid those black swans. Wednesday, you would do a one-day trade. Thursday, we'll set up. So all in all, the cash shot trades are continuous. They come up just from time to time. You just kind of have to watch for them. But the bottom line here is it's 15 to 20 trades a week. You don't have to take them all. You can take just the indexes. You can do three, whatever you have time for. You can fit this to you. That's the key. We talked about that back in the beginning. You have to fit it to you to make it work for your life and your temperament, money, everything, the risk tolerance. You can do some or all or both. So the cat shot, we buy in the money. We're looking for high velocity, high potential returns, less reliable consistency, but greater gains. So that's my goal there is building that worth. That's what I use that strategy for. The blue ocean one is you're selling these out of the money options, low risk, limited reward, consistent income. And that's my goal there, consistent income. So what's your goal? And if we have this chat thing going, it's always fun to see who's here and what you're doing, what you want to do. You know, what's your goal? And because you need to figure this out. If you don't have the answer to that question, just go home and do something else because you cannot succeed. So have a clear goal in mind. And maybe it's both. For me, it's both. So what if you could make 5% gains per trade? Certainly possible. We usually shoot for, depending on the time frame, between 2 and 5% per trade. So when you do that and you're having 85 to 90% success rate, is 5% a week possible? Is 5% a month possible? What does that mean to us? You know, the old rule of 72, if you make 5% a week, you double your money in 15 weeks. 5% a month in 15 months. You know, I mean, the stock market's been crazy these last few years with the Fed, but on average, over the long term, 8% a year, it doubles every 9 years. So that is a significant advantage for us as traders and investors. And if you do this right, it is speculation. Of course, it's speculation, but you can take much of the speculative nature of it out and supplement conventional retirement planning. So I tell you what, whether you're young and want to retire early and Johnny Paycheck song, you know, take this job and shove it, work from home in your jammies and be a full-time day trader. Or if you're already retired, retirement is scary. It's really scary because you're going to live a long time. If you're female, you're going to really live a long time. And when the conventional retirement programs were changed in America, where the 401k was installed and they offloaded all that risk onto us, that was a huge benefit for the companies. Probably the biggest scam ever perpetrated on the American worker is now it's all on you. If you want to retire now when you're 30 or 40 or 50 or 60, that's up to you. It's all on you. Nobody's going to help. Social Security is great. Won't live very long on that. And with Medicare, you know, that chews up most of people's Social Security. So let's say that, and you read the numbers of how little little people have saved for retirement, that's really scary. So let's say that you've been good, had a good job, good career, you've saved $1 million. So then you're IRA. So conventional retirement planning says you're supposed to take out 3 to 4% a year, and that way you don't run out of money. So that means you're going to live on $30,000 to $40,000 a year, plus your Social Security, if you're a spouse, then you know, maybe double that. It's pretty skinny, especially when you're looking out 20 years at 65, 55, whatever your age you want to retire at. You know, think how much things cost now compared to 20 years ago. So that's where the advantage of this is. You can take a small piece of your IRA and all of a sudden make it look a lot better, $75,000 to $100,000 a year. And if you want to retire early, you can do that. If you're tired of being a wage slave and having to play all the political games to feed your wife and kids, if you're the primary wage earner, which you're both working, killing yourselves, trying to raise kids. I mean, the way people work these days, it's really insane. You're just 24/7. So if you're tired of all that, using these strategies, you can be about, even starting with $10,000, you could be 3 years from a $10,000. And that is worth taking a real close look at. So we got new trades starting all the time, demonstrated that. You do an email, they happen, you get entry points, exit points. We're going to a tech service. I keep, David knows, my internet person, Michelle, I keep bugging her to get this texting thing done. She's too busy like everybody else is, but we're going to get it done. And then these things will come out by text, which will be just a lot better. But it's coming soon, and I'm hoping within the next couple of weeks. So that'll be key. But right now it's an email. You get an email, it tells you what the trades are. And again, you can take some, all, and none, whatever you want. So we do these email alerts, just like talked about, known level of risk. We do a couple of daily newsletters. I've got a great writer named Sam. He's got a master's in economics. He does great, great writing. He does two newsletters a day, and then a YouTube thing on Saturday. I'm gonna start doing a YouTube update every day. I think that'll be worthwhile. And then every Monday night, we have a members-only trading room. We get together. You don't have to be there. You can record it. It's not an investing club. That's a little corny, but it's a group of like-minded people. We talk and chat. We learn from each other. I learn from them. They learn from me. And we do that every Monday night. If you can't make it, we just send you the recording. So then we have the free access. We used to do this VIX Trader. It was $8.95. We sold that thing for it. Now we're just giving that to you free. Because VIX itself is not a really good item to trade anymore because it's been so low for so long. There's no volatility. But there's a lot of good stuff in there about trading that applies to everything. ETFs, options, all that. So take a look at that. Let's just scoop that to you. So here's the deal. There's always a pitch, right? So for this webinar, for you, my friend David and Anka, it's you won't find this on the website anywhere else, $65 a month. That's about 34% off. We'll throw in an hour of free training, consult, some consultation. I'm worth a lot more than that. But again, David and Anka are good friends. So I'm going to do that for them and for you. And I'll make this absolutely zero risk. If you don't like it at the end of 30 days, just tell me and I'll refund your $65. I don't need your $65, but I would like to give you a no risk look at this and see if it makes sense to you. So Better Business Bureau has rated us A+. For 14 years we've been with them. We have an A+ rating and we've had zero complaints in 14 years. So I'm really proud of that. We run a business that was high in integrity and high customer satisfaction. So I'm going to try to put this link in here and I'll leave that open until 10 p.m. Eastern time. If I can find the chat, let me see if I can make this work. Dave, if I can't, you got to save me. But I think that's it. There it is. So that link, it's on a timer. 10 p.m. Eastern, it disappears. I've had people come in a minute late and they go back to the standard price, which is $99 a month, and then they yell at me. Not my fault. 10 p.m. So do it now, and you'll get your first email tomorrow morning. We will have a trade. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll do a one-day SPX trade, and one day, then depending on the Russell NASDAQ, probably one of each. We've got a bunch of trades on right now, and we'll look for opportunities to do an iron condor on those. We haven't talked about iron condors, but they're really cool because you get twice the return for the same amount of margin. It's basically a call spread and a put spread. There's Schwab and TD Ameritrade. Those guys know you can only lose on one side of that. So the other side, they would be free. So it doubles your return, basically. So all those, that's all going to be happening tomorrow. All right. So one to whatever our uncle. That was the other guy, I think. Previous person. Irving says, thanks. Great. How far in the money did I? What delta? 65. You know, there are all kinds of theories about that. Depends. That's all I could tell you. Depends. 65 is probably a great place to start. So next one here is from Irving to all panelists. Goal is a good steady retirement supplement. A lot of people are doing this to supplement their retirement to do just that. It's really cool. Build net worth, same thing. Now, the build net worth when you're selling, you can, it's a little steadier or slower. It takes a little longer, but it certainly works. All right, that's me, the link. Take a look at that. Thanks for the good presentation. You're welcome. I love these things. And David and Anchor are my two favorite people in this world. You can go to a webinar a minute if you want to. And some of them are so obnoxious, I can just hardly stand to listen to them. But I do that just to learn and see what people are up to. So would you like to share what you did this week? Yeah, I don't have time right now. We got 4 minutes, but would be happy to do that. And what do you get for $65? The trade alerts, the two daily emails, and the Monday night workshop and the Wix Trader system. That's quite a bit for $65. I mean, that's like a modest dinner. All right. David, here we are, 2:56. And I don't know what time zone I'm in here. I'm in Western time zone. I'm in Bend, Oregon. If you ever been to Bend, Oregon, it's a great place. Looking out the window of Mount Bachelor.